Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Father, we worship you, adore you, Lord. That no better place to be than in the congregation of the saints. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We know here tonight, as always, angels are ascending and descending as we pray the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith, bring them around us. They are always here. They are innumerable. Bible says we are called to the innumerable company of angels. Whether we see them or not, make no difference to us. We walk by faith, not by sight. God says, and that is it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful testimony of breakthroughs and favor in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing shall be impossible unto us. In such hour, when the trial is coming on, help us to be patient all the time. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for God's word will never fail. Thank you for the favor our brother also has. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For just a few minutes, I want to read your word tonight before we go into the prayer session. Bless the reading of your word now, Father. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, you know, like many others, like many truths of the scripture, sometimes, most of us Christians, we have them in our heads. They didn't really think down the way it should be. And, all of us, one way or the other, like that, some scripture like that, and so on. So tonight, one of them is, one of the things that the Lord Jesus Christ is to us. We know it's our Savior. It's our God, it's our elder brother, and so forth. But the thought that the Lord Jesus Christ is our intercessor. Doesn't really think that to many of the Christians. Praise the Lord. So tonight, Christ, our intercessor. This truth, the man's need for an intercessor, was first divinely conveyed in the oldest of scriptures. That's right. So first, divinely conveyed to us in the oldest of scriptures. That's the book of Job. In Job chapter 9, we read this thing, verse 32. For he is not a man, talking about God, for he is not a man, as I am, that I should answer him. And we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any base man between us, that my lay is armed upon us both. So that's King James Version where I say this man, right there. That this man in verse 33. That's what rather this man in King James Version actually means umpire or arbiter. Umpire or arbiter. What does that mean? So look at the dictionary, it means that a person who settles a dispute or has an ultimate authority in a matter. Or one who argues the case. See, argues your case. That's this matter, what it means, and so on. The one who argues your case and my case. See? And so now that you know. In other words, there is no one to argue our cases on both sides. So let me read the Amplified. I don't normally, I always read the King James Version all the time. Here is what the Amplified Bible says of that Job 9, 33 and 33. It says in the Amplified Version, for God is not a mere man, as I am, that as you answer him, that we should come together in court. There is no umpire between us who might lay his hand upon us both. Would that be our? So that's what the Amplified Bible says. They call it umpire right here. So back in the days of Job needed that, you know, the Old Testament is a shadow, you know, of the new, really, you know, is the new kind of conceit, right? So Job needed one who would be able to lay his hand on him, and a hand on God. He needed one to stand between him and God and plead his case. See? Not only Job said that, Isaiah the prophet, God speaking in Isaiah, said the same thing to us, you know. You know, in the Bible, there's always at the matter of two or three witnesses, right? And the scripture verse can mean many more than one thing. So we know that. So in Isaiah 59, the Bible expressed the same thoughts about an intercessor, right? 59 of Isaiah verse 16. And he saw, God saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. So God saw that there was no intercessor. So he supplied the need. He came in Christ. That's what God did. God came in Christ. We read in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. So that's what we read in the Bible. So God came, himself came to be our intercessor in Christ Jesus. So the Lord Jesus Christ is our intercessor. So man, even back in the days of Job, we saw it in the beginning, right before Genesis was even written. So man needed an intercessor, someone to stand in the gap so he could get back to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ came to bridge the gap between God and the sinful man. Man needed an intercessor back from the beginning and so on. So the Lord sacrifice established him as the only fully trustworthy intercessor for mankind. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says so. He is the only intercessor for the race, the whole race. 1 Timothy 2:5 tell us that. For there is one God, he says, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. The earlier the Christian begin to let this scripture sink into him, that Christ is also our intercessor, I think maybe we get many, many benefits in our prayer life and in our faith. The Lord Jesus Christ enter heaven to appear in the presence of God for us. So says the scriptures in Hebrews 9:24, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, no, which are the figures of the truth, meaning that all that the old Hebrew religion in their whatever they have has taken those days and so on, they were just, you know, a figure of the truth, what that is to come. So, but into heaven itself, the Lord, he entered into heaven itself, the Lord Jesus Christ for us and so on. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. See? Our intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ, entered into heaven itself. The Lord Jesus Christ is our intercessor at the right hand of the Father. Romans 8:34, read like this. Who is he that condemneth? I remember at the beginning of that chapter, the Bible said that now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, right? At the beginning of Romans, right? Chapter 8. But 34th verse says, says, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So we don't normally think that way. And though we know the scripture in our head, but when we let this thing sink down to us, to be a booster to our faith and our prayer life. So, who also maketh intercession for us? The Lord Jesus Christ says to the uttermost, the Bible says, his divine power can never cease for one moment at all. It's always there for us. Hebrews 7:25 says so. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. What is for now, since he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So, you know, the Bible has two or three verses, you know, and so on, to tell us the same truth. And when God is saying that one, it means that, you know, it has a deep meaning, like we should really understand, and they will never be the same again. When we need to know, understand what the scripture is saying about different things and so on. So, by that scripture, that it means what? There flows from Jesus, our Lord, to the Father, an unceasing stream of prayer and love for all people, and for those that have accepted him as their Savior. And in the same manner, there flows from the Father to the Lord Jesus Christ the answer for us. So therefore, there flows from the Lord Jesus Christ to every member of his body abundant grace for every timely need, no matter what you need, no matter what it is, you know. So the Lord Jesus Christ, our intercessor, when we know him, you know, in a particular office, then, I mean, you're on a better ground and so on. What I'm saying now, it's not, it's also expressed in that scripture when I talk about the Lord and the Father and so on. We know by now, so I won't go into that. So in the same revelation, in the last of what I said, from Christ to the Father, Father to the Christ, and that to us, in the same way, the Holy Ghost was, that's how the Holy Ghost came to us, right? In John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father. So what I said before, it's not out of scripture, the same Lord Jesus Christ and so on. That's how we receive the Holy Ghost from the Father. Even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Then he gets one more scripture about that, so that to clarify some things. Acts 2:33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and heard. Talking about the day of Pentecost and so on, the Holy Ghost fell. And they had them speak in their own languages, you know. Others were there from different countries and so forth, you know. So he is our intercessor, our Lord Jesus Christ and so forth. So, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ abided forever. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 18, I am he that liveth, he says, and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. See? Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Back to Romans chapter 11, 22, talking that him abiding forever. Romans 11, 22, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. Talking about the Jews now and the Gentiles and so on. Now, on them which fell, meaning the Israel, the Jews, severity, but toward thee, meaning Christians, you and I, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. So, what we are saying here is this. Regardless of circumstances that you may find yourself, may find myself, regardless of how dark things may look, one time or the other in our life and so on, it doesn't mean 18, so far we know this we are talking about tonight. Regardless of how we feel about things, or even in our body, you are settled in your body, and so on, that you know, so he abides in us forever. Praise the Lord. I will never leave it or forsake it. That's what it says in the word. You know, it doesn't matter what I see or whatever it is. He abides in us forever. If we continue according to the book of Romans that I read in 11:32, in his goodness, just begin to do your part, God will never fail in his own part. Praise the Lord. John 14:20 even says, to talking about him, you know, abiding with you and me. John 14:20 says, at that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father. See that? And look at this. Are ye in me, and I in you. Glorious scripture, wonderful word of God. See? This boosts faith. You know? So, I am in my Father, he says. And ye in me, and I in you. So he is in you, and he abides with you forever, and so on. He talked about the Holy Ghost, he said that he will abide with you forever. See? So, and in John 15:4, on the same note, abide in me, the Lord said, and I in you. See? Christ in you, abiding in you. He never goes, doesn't call. You know, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. So he say, abide in me and I in you. So it's always in you, it's always with me. No matter what I feel, we don't walk by sight, walk by faith. In one place in the epistle that Christ might dwell in you by faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Without faith it's impossible to please God anyway. So by grace are we saved through faith, right? So all is faith. I is there for you and me. No matter what you are going through and what I'm going through, he is there. Regardless of circumstances, he's always with us. The Lord Jesus is our high priest forever. At the right hand of the Father, Hebrews 7:14 says this, for it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, the inspired writer said, for that After the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest, who is made not after the law of the carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and high priest forever, life, endless life. For he testifies, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So our Lord Jesus Christ is our high priest forever and ever. You know, and so on like that, you know, the Bible says so. All these are comforting scriptures. So what are you afraid of? What am I afraid of? You know, we have to get used to this thing, to his very, very abiding presence in you and me and so on. As your high priest, my high priest, and as my intercessor and your intercessor before the Father. And the Bible says, let me just read, how long will God be our intercessor for, our high priest for? Bible says forever. Let me read to you in Hebrews 8, verse 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the song. We have such an high priest, see, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. For you and me, sitting right there for you and me. You know, never move, never go, never come, and so on. And a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. So he's our high priest forever, our Lord Jesus Christ, and so on. As our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ exercises every function of this office in endless life. You know, like I just read in that scripture right here, you know. This endless life power never ceases for one moment. Whether you are lying down, you are driving, whatever you are, it's just always there. And because of the endlessness of this flow, I mean, our faith and experience of that intercession that he made for us all the time need never fail. Shouldn't fail. See? Just cleave to the word of the Lord and so on, that you know. So it's there for you and me. Endlessness and so on, that you know. That the Lord Jesus Christ is our intercessor includes the fact that he is also our advocate. See? Bible says so. See, some of the things that he used to, that we don't even pay too much attention, but they are there for us. In first John 2:1. My little children, the Bible says, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not, he said. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So it's our advocate, you know. So that's why another person, he cannot sin. Because the true Christian, if he misses it, means that he sin and so on, he knows what to do, right? He cry unto the Father and swear the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's forgiven, right? Our advocate is there for us and so on, you know. So generally, an advocate is one who pleads another's cause, right? In ordinary sense of the word, you know, an intercessor, if you will. You know, that's what he is to us. It signifies a succorer, meaning a comforter, see? And it's in us by his spirit, the great comforter. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. Say another comforter, and we are all witnesses tonight. The comforter has come, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Yes, it's all about the world. We know it has come. It's all about faith. And we are all witnesses tonight that the comforter has come. See? Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord help us to really receive the comfort he wants to give to us in every situation, in every condition we find ourselves in this world. You know, so when a Christian, when a Christian sins, you know, what happens? The Lord Jesus Christ, and you repent, the Lord Jesus Christ intercedes and then consoles in the fact that the sin is forgiven forever, and that the sin and the stain is washed away by his blood, leaving the person pure and clean. Whatever sin is ever confessed under the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is forever forgiven. Amen?
Amen.
I saw the prophet, he said, their sins and their iniquity, I will remember no more. Bible says the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Praise the Lord. These are all the little sweets and things that you to tie down the chain of God and to wear down our faith, you know, in the time of your greatest need. Come and pop up all kind of, you know, the accusing finger and so on. You don't listen to that. Praise God. we listen to the word of the Lord. So where we know it is God's will that the people should not sin, right? Now the Bible says it is God's will for all not to sin. So because there are other school of thought out there, I can just keep on sinning and then I keep on asking for repentance. A child of God, when he sins, there come on him a godly sorrow that brings forth repentance. Praise the Lord. So that's a true Christian right there, you know. He hates sin, the way that the Lord hates sin, but being sin in the flesh, you know, it happens, then we know what to do, you know. Now that's the first in John 2:1. My little children, these things write unto you, that you sin not. That is the perfect will of God, right? But thank God he didn't stop there, right? Because you know he's going to make mistakes, right? And if any man sin, then we have an advocate with the Father, with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. What a wonderful Savior we have, you know. Wonderful Savior, Savior to the uttermost, Bible says, and so on and that, you know. So, we have an intercessor up there, you know, we have a counselor from the Lord, a consoler, a succorer, you know, and so on and that, you know. Even with the same Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, you know, so in 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So that we run away from sin. When he's coming this way with his truck of Wahala, we just go the other way, you know, and let him go crash. Praise the Lord. Hide ourselves in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now that is the love. You know, the love law of the family of God is this. It's told us in John 13:34 and many places. That is a love law of the household of God. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give unto you. And what is that law? That you love one another. See? As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. So the Bible keeps on saying it in the book of John and also in the gospel, right? All about the epistles. John especially, the first chapter, the first one and second one, talking about this love and so on. It shows us what it means to God. Loving one another and so on. Now, let us know that every step outside of love is sin. Any step we take that is not of love is actually sin. Especially for the household of God. So we try to forget. We try to get in our mind the way people do it, but don't do this, don't do that and so on. You know, that's not how a Christian should do it and so on, you know. So Christians who abide perfectly by do and don't, they are still continuing sinning. If they are not in love, they are not walking in love, they are walking in sin. Praise the Lord. Plain and simple. I don't care what gift you think you may have. Even, Corinthians, first starting to say it all right. Whether I can have a gift of prophecy, I can do this and that, without love, I'm just like nothing. See? So love for the brethren is just irreplaceable with anything else. So, and there is a note here. So thank the Lord Jesus Christ for his intercession for us. Thank God for his standing in that place today to minister for us, to minister to us and for us. Now, notice that for 3.5 years life, the Lord taught and trained his apostles. 3.5 years of training and teaching the apostles, right? Man, look at this. But since his ascension to heaven over 2,000 years ago, the Lord has been interceding for his people. Taught them 3.5 years only, but when he ascended to heaven, for since that time he went up, he has been interceding for his people. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful truth and so on, you know, that you put our faith and so on, you know. And what a dignity, you know, this adds to our prayer life, you know. So over 2,000 years, the Lord interceding for, even not only us, even for all men, really. The ark door is closed fast, but it's still open a little before those who want to come in, right? So it's only for all men, because in that Hebrews 7:25, That was it. Not only to Christians. Let me read it again. In Hebrews 7:25. For all men, you know. He said, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God. You see? This is talking about people coming to Christ also. Coming to God, right? By him. Since he ever lived to make intercession for them. Yeah? We that are already saved, thank God. But you know, those who are coming. So for over 2,000 years, the Lord Jesus making intercession for the race. So tonight, let us remember this truth, that the Lord Jesus is our intercessor. What a faith booster this will be to our life. So the revelation that our Lord Jesus Christ is our intercessor should boost our faith to receive all things we ask in prayer that are in the will or in the divine will. See? It should make us to be able to receive by faith all things that we ever ask in prayer. In John 14:13, in closing here tonight, letting these things sink into our hearts, meditating upon them, that we have an advocate, so Satan can't tie me to a sin as a child of God, that no more condemnation, and because I'm in Christ Jesus, and you are in Christ Jesus. Anyway, John 14:13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, see that word whatsoever there, in my name, that will I do, the Lord said, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So these are the things we should remember in our prayers. So doubt doesn't crept into our lives, The Lord said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Verse 14 says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Let every man be a liar and let God be true. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you say, the Bible says, if any man feel otherwise minded, let him think of these things, amen. Praise the Lord. God's word is eternally true, can never fail. In John 16:23, so close here tonight, talking about prayer now, I say, know that it's our intercessor to boost our faith and lift up our prayer life and so on. John 16:23 says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. You see all those words, whatsoever, it will never fail, amen? Praise the Lord. Whatsoever. No matter, don't let us be like the Jews, who limited the only one of Israel, amen? They were written for our example, not to be like them. Praise the Lord. Yes. See, they limited the only one of Israel, not us now. It's dwelling in you now, now. You see, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you without faith. Hitherto, verse 24 says, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. If my joy is not full, that's not God's fault, right? I'm not taking what belongs to me, amen? Praise the Lord. I want to do God's will, then let your joy be full by asking the Lord, amen? In Matthew 7, I believe it is, verse 7 of Matthew, ask, and ye shall receive. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. He that knocketh, he shall be opened. Praise the Lord. So God wants our joy to be full. In one place, these things I write unto you, that your joy may be full. Praise the Lord. So there's no excuse for us walking around without our joy being full. We are out of the perfect will of God when our joy is not full. Praise the Lord. So therefore, let us know what belongs to us. And any other thing from the Lord, receive by faith. It's all ours to take. Last scripture here tonight, Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer believing, you shall receive. Amen. All things whatsoever. See? You shall ask in prayer believing, you shall receive. Praise the Lord. So God's word is true. And let us be mindful of these things, knowing particularly that he is our intercessor, he's our Savior, he's our God, he's our Father, he's our all in all. When I first God said it, I like that song. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, oh great and small. He gave his life for me, with everything new. He is my everything. Now what about you? Praise the Lord Jesus. And I will thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says he has given unto us all things. that pertains unto life and to godliness. And we know it is impossible that God should lie. God said God can do everything. No, God cannot lie. That's one thing God cannot do. So we thank you tonight, Lord, to know that you are to remember others, that you are our intercessor, our advocate. And that Lord God, that whatever we ask the Father in your name, he will give it to us. So we go tonight, Lord, with these things in our heart, and let the Holy Ghost expand these thoughts in our heart, put us in remembrance. Even in the book of Peter, something we know. Right? Peter said, though you know these things, I will still put you in remembrance of them. He says, so tonight the Holy Ghost putting us in remembrance to boost our faith, sir, and to boost our prayer life, and to come boldly to the throne of grace. So many of the time we come beggarly to the throne as if God, no, don't come beggarly, that's not being holy. Holiness is to come boldly to the throne of grace as God has commanded us in his word. So thank you tonight, Lord. And we shall lack no good thing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter, regardless of the circumstances before ourselves, God is a way maker. In Jesus' name. Say, I will make a way. There's no way. Rivers in the desert and so on, I will make it for you. Through the sea and so far, I will make a way for you. Try to pass through the fire. I will be there with you. You not got burned. Pass through the rivers and so on. Whether you will not be drowned because I'm there with you. So with this, we go tonight, Lord. Praising the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That we are eternally secure in his hand. Even say we are planted in the palm of his hand. No angel, no devil, no principality, no power, nothing present, nothing to come shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ, which is in of God, which is in Christ, Jesus our Lord. Thank you for the news of your word tonight, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.